Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires, this Sunday morning being the 7th of June, 2026, as we take a look at our top sporting stories. Suryavanshi, the 15-year-old sensation, is the youngest Indian player to be selected to the national squad as India take on Ireland in a T20 series. That's the hot news I have for you. Now, this superstar is also here in Sri Lanka with the Indian A team for a tri-series, which also involves Afghanistan as the third team. He played a courtesy call on the Honorable Prime Minister Harin Amarasuriya, and we'd like to wish this youngster all the very best in his future endeavor. And the other story that's hitting the headlines, sad news though, from Sabina Park in Kingston, because the second ODI between Sri Lanka and West Indies was abandoned due to the wrath of Mother Nature. Before I take a look at some of the other cricketing events, let's go through what happened in the school's rugby. Royal College was defeated by Isipathana by a big score of 31 points to 12 in the cup segment of the Dialogue Rugby League. At the breather, Royal College was 12, Isipathana was 12. I just had a chat with the Isipathana coach, Sanath Martis. He was overawed by the way that his team played, especially in the second quarter of the second half. But he did make mention that Royal gave a very good display because they held Isipathana to a 12-all score at Lemons. But he was also surprised, and he just made a statement saying that he's, he was taken back because Royal had four yellow cards. And he stated that discipline is of paramount importance, especially in schools rugby. I also had another question for him. I did ask him, what is the team he reckons will be difficult to beat this season? And he quickly added immediately, it's Trinity College Kandy, because they are playing a brand of rugby which the other teams in schools will have to match. We also had another cup game at Bamblapitiya, and there's a surprise yet again. The Petrites, who were expected to give a tough game against Zaira and came in as favourites, after leading 20 points to 17 at the breather, ultimately lost the game by 38 points to 34. What the Petrites are missing is definitely a golden boot that Zaira has. So Zaira win the game by 38 points to 34 against St. Peter's, and the victory comes after 30 long years. Fantastic by Zaira. Zaira, five tries, five conversions, one penalty. And St. Peter's, five tries, three conversions, one penalty. So that's the difference, isn't it? All I'm trying to say is that kicking is very important. Getting the ball between the chopsticks is very important in any form of rugby. Sri Sumangala, playing against Ananda in a plate game, were given a bit of a surprise in their home turf. That's the Trinity College ground stadium at Palakkale, when they lost the game to Ananda by 31 points to 12. At the breather, Ananda led by 15 points to 12. Ananda scoring three tries, two conversions and four penalties. That indicates the indiscipline that Sri Sumangala did have during the course of the game. And Sri Sumangala managed just two tries and a conversion. This week is going to be another very interesting week in the cup plate and, of course, the bowl section of schoolboy rugby here in Sri Lanka. But let me tell you what's coming up today in the schoolboy rugby league. Mahanama will take on Kingswood in a bowl game, while Lumbini take on a talented science side in a bowl game. Let's quickly cross over to India, where India were 368 runs for the loss of three wickets as stumps in their one-off test against Afghanistan. KL Rahul top scored. He got 100, but Shubman Gill was unbeaten on 103. Rishabh Pant unbeaten on 50, and Sai Sudarshan 81. Fantastic effort by the strong Indian batting lineup. So India take day one stumps on 368 for the loss of three wickets. But here is some sad news yet again from Lords, because England were leading by 218 runs at the end of day two against New Zealand, and it was wet, wet, wet yesterday, I assure you. And New Zealand at stumps when the umpires called off the game were 55 runs with a loss of 5 wickets. So it's going to be an Herculean task for New Zealand to save this test match. And they'll be hoping for rain, obviously. But let's hope Mother Nature will keep calm that we'll have a result in this test match at the home of cricket, that's at Lord's. Well, that's about wraps up our presentation this morning on behalf of Lucky Pearis, myself, Brian Thomas, signing off. We wish you all a very pleasant and a blessed week, let me add. But in the meantime, stay tuned. I'm going to spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.